Okay, welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, April 8th, 2016. It is the week of the final BotCon, and I love Transformers. I've never actually been to BotCon. I've been in the same city as BotCon once, didn't make it out. Always wanted to go. And we have some Transformers news for you, which we'll get to in a bit, but let's get to the normal stuff. First, we have the box office from last week. Surprising no one, Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice remained number one with $51.3 million. It was followed by Zootopia with $19.3 million. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, number 3, $11.2 million. God's Not Dead 2, $7.6 million. Rounding out the top 5 was Miracles from Heaven with $7.2 million. This week, new movies include The Boss, Hardcore Henry, and others in limited release. Hardcore Henry looks like a first-person shooter movie, but game, but movie. And the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes were really, really high 2 days ago, and they're really, really low now. So... Yes. In the news. Some sad news. Eric Bowers fell. The uncredited voice of Bib Fortuna and Admiral Ackbar in Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens died this week. He was 93. The first Rogue One Star Wars story trailer offered up 2 minutes of a new lead, new villains, old stormtroopers, new swords, beaches, and other fun stuff. It looks more like a Star Wars movie than other Star Wars movies sometimes. Wall to wall, here's Star Wars. So if you like Star Wars, here's Star Wars. I can't imagine Wizard of Oz doing something like this, but I can, but I can't, if that makes sense. I'm looking forward to it. My dad and yours will be getting Hulu soon because Tom Waits has been cast in a supernatural drama pilot called Citizen, where he's a revolutionary priest of some sort. If you don't know who Tom Waits is yet, go buy or download Bone Machine and come back to us a little bit later. 50 Cent is rumored to be appearing in the new Predator movie because he said as much, and that means 50 Cent might be killed in the new Predator movie. On sale. We have a lot on sale this week at Entertainment Earth, like our daily deals and our weekly specials, but you know, we have a free gift. I don't know what it is. They won't tell me. But you get a free fun surprise with every in-stock new order you place through April 30th, because it's our 20th anniversary, and the best way to make money as a business is to give away things for nothing. I don't understand it either. But we're doing it, and you're going to get something cool. And hopefully you'll let us know what it is. Post it on Twitter or Facebook with hashtag ICollectedEE, along with your Entertainment Earth diorama if you get one, because those are really cool. If you don't know about those, I'm very happy with those. I think I've talked about those before, so I won't gush too much. But order something, and we'll send you the thing you paid for, and we'll send you something else. It's a pretty good deal. In toy news. This is all I'm going to talk about. BotCon is this weekend. If that wasn't exciting enough to have a new Star Wars trailer, this is supposedly the final BotCon. Pictures are coming in as I record this, and I just got the first look at the new Weird Wolf, now named Wolfwire, and the new Highbrow. They were shown on the card backs of Mindwipe and Chromedome. Who else will be revealed? What else will be announced? We'll find out tomorrow morning. Some new platinum sets were shown. I noticed that there was an Entertainment Earth exclusive Grimlock and Bumblebee set. That might be of interest to you. And some other items for other retail outlets online and brick and mortar. I'm very excited. I like Transformers a lot. And Star Wars and everything else. But those are my two favorites. Good time to be here for stuff. The Hasbro panel will be tomorrow at, I believe, 11 a.m. Eastern time. So that means I might have to be up and sitting at my computer at 8 a.m. like it was a work day hitting reload just to see what's coming up. Because, man, there's some neat stuff. You could kind of squint and see Alpha Trion on the back of one of the boxes. Pretty cool. In China, Transformers news, because there's Transformers news everywhere. I am probably mispronouncing this. I think it's Xiaomi Creates, X-I-A-O-M-I. They have a device called the MyPad 2. the MyPad 2. You can guess it looks kind of like an iPad deal. And Hasbro is teaming up with them to make an officially licensed MyPad 2 Soundwave for the Chinese market. It went on sale this week. Due to translation issues, I'm not clear about some of the facts. It's $20. I believe it's only sold in China, so we're not having it. But there's no word yet on if it's going to be sold outside the USA or it's coming through other channels. Hopefully at BotCon they'll say something, but I'm guessing it'll be like at Aveo Swerve, where we're not going to talk about that. A package sample showed up, and it looks like there's a Buzzsaw Laserbeak-style minion on there. The article and some of the press materials say it's a crowdfunded item, but pre-orders are going on now, and it ships May 13th. So I don't know what crowdfunded necessarily means in other markets. I mean, it could be, you know, a local statement, it means pre-order, I don't know, or just translation error. So it's a good week to be a Transformers fan. Every week's a good week to be a Transformers fan. In Hikari news, this week it's Plumera Stitch. It is a purple, clear Stitch, and let me see if it's sold out yet. Because I do a lot of prep. We just posted this morning. I started typing posting, so it's still available. The previous stitches have pre-sold out. They tend to go fast, so if you want a Plumeria Stitch, it's got like a yellow top of its head and a purple body and some glitter in there. It's pretty nice. So get one of those if you want to get one of those. Otherwise, don't. That easy. New arrivals this week include the Star Wars Teppo, Ashigaru, Sand Trooper, Maisho, mispronounced movie realization action figure. We received Harry Dean Stanton's hat, the alien Nostromo hat replica. I kind of want one of those, even though I don't wear a hat. It feels like something I should have for when I'm officially retired, just to have around people like, oh, you served on the Nostromo? Oh, yeah. Anyway, new pre-orders include the Ghostbusters pop vinyl figures for the movie. It's the entire cast for the new Paul Feig movie. I'm very much looking forward to it. Godzilla funny plush. We also have a Kid Robot, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Triceraton vinyl figure. Great stuff. And you can see those now. If you go to the podcast page on the website, you should see pictures of the items that we have pictures of and sell. Obviously, Chinese Transformers, not so much. But if we can, we will. And for the time being, we can. So more on that as we have it. Thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast and telling a friend if you enjoyed it and telling somebody you don't like if you don't. Because then they'll have to listen to it and be like, oh, that wasn't very good. And you'll be like, yeah, maybe you'll listen. We're good people. Follow us on news.entertainmentearth.com or Twitter at EntEarth. And you can tweet your complaints at me. I'm at Adam16Bit, ADAM16BIT. You can recognize it as the feed that's just complaining about toys all day long and probably donuts or something. I don't know. So I will see you guys next time. Have a great weekend. I'm going to be sitting here tomorrow morning seeing what happens at BotCon in Kentucky. So if you're there, I hope you're enjoying it because I'm also looking forward to enjoying it someday soon. See you next time, everybody.